Got Kansas City coming in, of course, good team. Won 11, 12 games in a row last year. So, be a challenge. Been looking forward to it after them beating us twice last year. So, we'll be ready.
What was your reaction when you see Derek throw to the end zone to grab on that fourth down play?
Oh, well, we have an idea of, the adjustments he can make at the line of scrimmage. So, he did a good job. Our staff, our coaching staff has put together a terrific system, that enables and is conducive for the quarterback to make quarter turn adjustments there at the line of scrimmage or change the play entirely. So he's done a terrific job with it. All the quarterbacks have. Connor's done a good job as a rookie. And, of course, Matt McGloin's all over it as well.
Is he doing that more often this year? Is he more comfort in the offense, or is it similar to what he was doing last year?
I think a little bit more. I think probably every year you're in a system, you evolve, and the system evolves to handle things that you see. It'd be amazing to be in the same system like in New England 16, 17, 18 years in a row, or the way that they were down at Candlestick or in Denver for those years. You can evolve your system and grow it.
How much do you appreciate the confidence in a guy that on a fourth down play, he's not going to take the shorter, easier throw? He wants to go up top and let's get this touchdown.
Well, a lot of those criteria that he uses are based on coverage and what he sees. I think Jack alluded to that earlier this week. So we have certain routes that we like versus certain coverages and certain routes that we like versus others. So he knows his criteria and he applied it perfectly there.
Jamaze Oluwole kind of has some sneaky speed. What do you think of him as a ball carrier and a runner for you?
Good. I don't know that he has as much time on task carrying the ball as other runners coming out of college.
Yeah.
We played some different positions there at North Texas and at Cal Poly, De La Salle, but he's learning. He's learning about how to carry it. Now, does he have speed? Yes. He's fast. You see him on special teams. He's one of the first guys down for us on kickoff. All those backs are really core special teams players. One thing that gets swept under the rug at times is both Jalen and DeAndre are core special teams guys for Coach Seeley, so they've got a lot on their plate and they've handled it terrifically thus far.
What do you think of the way Jalen DeAndre played with the Hibbies out last week?
Good. Just they've got so much on their plate. They're young guys, fifth game of their career, and they've got to contribute on special teams and be ready to go run the punt team, cover kicks, catch punts, catch kicks, and then know everything that we're doing on offense. Very impressive.
What's the key to the line performing as well as it has with all the shuffling you have to do, especially that right tackle spot?
Well, the preparation is the key. They meet and go over pass protections, run blocking schemes, more than anyone could ever imagine. They're well coached. They're very attentive to detail, that whole group. It's a terrific, terrific collection of linemen.
Amari was pretty critical of him not getting both feet in on a couple of those touchdowns. Is it something that obviously he says he's going to put more of an emphasis on it? Are you more of a drag guy or a toe tap guy?
Yeah, we're a drag team.
Yeah.
We're a drag team, but sometimes habits are hard to break, and so he's going to continue to work on it. I think Crabb alluded to it as well. You've done something your whole life, and while that has merit too, our philosophy is drag, but he's doing a terrific job of working on it week in and week out. Did it last year too. That's a above the level skill that you just got to continue to work on to stay on top of.
Like he's pretty good at identifying his own flaw. He keeps fixing things. Is that nice to have in a guy where that drives internal?
Yeah, definitely. We all know people in life that don't see where they need to improve or don't want to look at it. But Amari's one of those people that is very critical of himself and always is striving to get better each and every week.
Yeah.